and the only locally presented breakfast show here on the Southern Highlands. Thank you for turning us on this morning, 21 past 8. And that was Taylor Swift, her current hit called Opalite. Connor Plummer is an emerging Australian artist based here in the Southern Highlands, recognised for what's been described as his emotive, thought-provoking work that often centres on the theme of connection and the transition from adolescence to adulthood. He has an exhibition coming up at the Berida Hotel from the 12th of March, not too far away, and I have him on the line. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Ian.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. This is going to be a very impressive exhibition by the look of things. I'm not an expert artist. My mother was. But I get the impression you're really focused on oil painting.
Yeah, particularly for this exhibition, there'll be a lot of oil painting. And oil painting is really what got me into art, and that's really what drove my passion. So, yeah, I really enjoyed doing it, and I'd love to, and I have loved exploring it. And, yeah, so this exhibition will be a lot around that.
Yeah, I've had a look at some of your work, and it really is incredibly expressive. You've obviously been you've been doing art for a long, long time, despite you're fairly young, but you must have started young.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it for about 5 years now, but I feel like I think passion is the main driver of success, passion and hard work. You know, I really love doing it, so it motivates me. You know, every day. The pain, and I find it a real release, and you know, I really can not just escape, but I find add meaning to my life just by painting. I find it really beautiful.
Yeah, look, I'm really impressed by your work. Somehow the subjects of your art seem to just jump out of the frame, leap out of the frame at you. It's extraordinary.
I hope they don't come after you, Ian.
Look, some of them I wouldn't mind. But it's really... how old are you? Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Yeah, of course, Ian. I'm 19, turning 20 this year.
You're 19 years old, and I've been to art galleries all over the world, and I've seen some remarkable work done by artists who tried for years to become successful. You know, it took them forever to develop their style, yet you seem to have done it so quickly.
Well, you know, I think I really do believe art is a subjective thing, you know. I think it's really up to the individual, and the journey of the individual is what makes the art so special. So I guess I'm so grateful that I've, you know, been able to find my style in art. But, yeah, like I said, I think the reason that I found, a voice through art is because I find it's something I'm really passionate about and something that I can really use to talk and share the way I feel and see the world and the way I want, or the parts of the world that I want to be seen.
Mm. Tell me a bit about the exhibition and some of the work that you'll be displaying.
Yeah, right. So it's at the Berida Manor. Matt Duffy, who owns the Berida Manor, he's, you know, absolutely lovely guy, I've got to say. So he's helping me out big time with the exhibition. And in terms of the work, it's a real mix. So when travelling last year, I got back from Europe, and that's when I really started talking to Matt about the idea of an exhibition. And so since then, so probably for the past, four or five months, I've been working towards this exhibition. And, you know, while I was painting, I don't like to try and plan anything, really. I'm pretty hopeless at planning in general, to be honest. I just really painted and created what I really felt in that moment, and I tried to stay true to that. So I found that the works I created for it, it wasn't really a theme, but it was more of a journey, for me at least, looking back in retrospect. And so the journey of going through the artworks that I create and the themes, it really, I find, for me personally, reflect the coming of age that I'm in, you know, seeing my friends and go from adolescence into adulthood. But I've been doing a lot of landscapes because the whole idea of connection, I feel, the land that we're all connected to, that speaks a lot to that point of connection.
Okay, now you've got an opening night, I think, this coming Thursday week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and people can book it by going to your website?
Yes, so it's actually been booked out, which has been amazing, but the exhibition hopefully will be going for a few days after that. So, yeah, even if people aren't able to go on the night itself, there'll still be a chance to come by and see some stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be getting down there to have a look because from what I've seen, your work is very, very impressive, and I must congratulate you on developing a wonderful and unique style. And I really hope that the exhibition goes extraordinary. It's certainly in a great location. I hope it goes well for you.
thank you so much, Ian. I really appreciate that.
That's my pleasure, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, Ian.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Connor Plummer, and wow, what a great artist he is. Take a look at his website. You're going to love the work, and make sure you go to the exhibition. If you're into art, you're going to love it. Time is 8:27 here at Highland FM.